Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's August 28th, 2013. For those of you that were tuned in Monday when I commented that I had like 2 hours of material to try to fit into 23 minutes, well, today I have like 4 hours, 2 hours for Jason, 2 hours for me to try to fit in. Lots of highlights to share, lots of God sightings to talk about. But let me quickly say, if you missed yesterday's broadcast with Rick Champ and Valina Claiborne, they're with the Illini Christian Ministries out of St. Joseph. It was a wonderful interview about their work with families throughout East Central Illinois and trying to empower the church to take on different families and use those gifts of hospitality, of mentoring, of sharing, of breaking bread together, something that Jason and I have talked about many times. You can find out more at icmfamily.org or listen to the archive program. All the Mark and Friends programs are archived after they've been broadcast. And then on Monday, if you wanted to hear me gush about the many volunteers that help make our Israel celebration possible, you might get a kick out of some of the various names. I'm sure you'll know some of the people because I listed a lot and God worked in so many different unique ways. And so, like I said, Jason, we have about 4 hours. But one thing, I am super blessed, and you should know this. The chairman of the board yesterday called me, Dave Harriet, Harriet Party Rentals. And so you're going to have to...
Wanted his tent back.
Actually, they got that. I'm sure in that he was so impressed and blessed and encouraged by the event. I guess I'm going to have my job for a few more years or at least a few more days, so you're stuck with me. But some of the board members were at the Israel celebration. But Dave Harriet said, Mark, of all the radio events I've been to in many years, he said, that was one of the best. He said, now I expected Jason to be good, and he was great. He said he delighted in Omer's presentation and his humor and his knowledge of the scriptures. He said the worship team, that Northwind band was wonderful, and he said the singing men to close out the event, and he loved Debbie Phillips. And so here's the chairman of the board, so I thought, yeah, that's pretty good. If you can keep the chairman happy and other board members happy, maybe I'll continue to be gainfully employed for a while. But it was so nice to hear from him, and thank you, God, for Harriet Party Rentals, the tent and all those chairs and the tables and the curtains in the garage. For those of you that weren't able to attend, we had these 10-foot black curtains that kind of covered up the sides of the garage, so it looked like a very inviting place to put down your food and all the fix-ins. I think we had 6 10-foot tables out there, all covered with tablecloths and such, but they were timely. They were there and set up and helped and tore down the next day and cleaned up and gave me a really great deal, and so I so appreciate Debbie there. Debbie's Dave's daughter. She's like the head kahuna over there now. Dave's kind of in quasi-retirement. He's been working with Harriet's. I mean, it carries his name for many years, but so thank you, God, for Harriet's. And Jason Hodges, again, I've talked about that, something about his name, but he volunteered his time. He brought his grills, his coolers. He did all the cutting of the onions, the tomatoes. I almost couldn't even say the onions. I'm not a big onion or tomato guy, but the lettuce. He had all the burgers set and kept up with everything. And he's going to start his own little grill business. He's looking for a name. So if you can come up with a name for him, a creative one.
I can't remember it, though.
He's thinking about it, but he's not set on anything yet.
He shared one with me, and I thought it was interesting. I can't remember what it was, though. But
grill on wheels?
No. This was, I forget.
Well, his tagline is, be a guest at your own party.
Oh, yeah, that was what he shared with me. Yeah. And I thought that was really kind of brilliant.
Yeah, I like that one. Be a guest at your own party. And so I think he got one person from our event that's going to hold a 16th birthday party for his daughter, and he's going to have him come and do all the grilling and the fixing. Ah. But he also gave me some gift cards, and so I was able to reward, like, Northwind. They all came. Everyone was doing everything for free, and so I was able to reward them. And just so our radio listeners know, none of the radio donations go to these kind of events, though I think it could be okay. I utilized some of the Israel monies that we have raised separately, and I was able to reward some different people with the gift
card. Which reminds me, don't you still have a good-sized pile of Israel T-shirts available for people who would love to get their hands on one?
Yes, ask for a donation, $5 or more, and we'll take the proceeds and help out a soup kitchen in Jerusalem, along with put it towards some scholarship monies for somebody who couldn't afford to go on a trip.
Now,
to
I know
the
on Sunday morning at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet, set September 1st at 10:45, you're going to be sharing what the radio ministry's been doing.
Oh, yes.
And at the same time, you're going to have those T-shirts available for purchase for $5.
Oh, that's right. I have to prepare a message for
so
that.
So come
Sunday.
On out and meet Mark Burns in person.
Oh, yeah.
And you could get, look, it's like he's got his own T-shirts now.
Yeah, that's right.
He's got a trick dog. It's an amazing show.
You know what? I took the box full of these shirts, and I have all sizes from small to 3X to the Singing Men rehearsal on Monday night, and a number of the guys purchased them, so it was kind of fun. So I don't know. I left with about $65, so appreciate that. Oh, Singing Men rehearsal Monday night. I'm telling you, it was one of these sessions where God, in a unique way, I mean, he always shows up through the men, but his presence was felt in such a way that it led us to close out the evening 10 minutes early, just in a time of open prayer. There were some testimonies being shared, and we are preparing for our Christmas concert, so we are singing Christmas selections. But there was something happening that evening through the Holy Spirit that just lightened all of our hearts and was just a very God-honoring time of gathering. So, men, if you want to sing with the Singing Men of GNN, we meet Monday night, 7 to 9 p.m., and you don't have to have prior singing experiences or be a part of a glee club or read music. Just come with a heart to praise the Lord, and you'll fit right in. We had actually two new members, but now would be a great time to join us this coming Monday night as we're preparing for Christmas concerts coming up in December.
And how can they get connected to that, Mark?
They can call the station at 217-367-7777 or just show up to the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy, Prospect and Burwash Avenue, 7 p.m. We meet in the choir room, and you're more than welcome. Let's see, Singing Men. Jeff Joslin, the sound guy. I don't know if you saw him at the back.
I met him a couple times when I was trying to figure out what the schedule was.
Well, I mentioned on Monday's edition of Mark and Friends that he has a whole ministry that sets up sound and provides the equipment and the expertise and the staging. If you're going to be putting on a special event, maybe you're a parachurch organization, you're one of the leaders, and you're figuring out, gosh, how can we afford, you know, $500 to have a sound guy come in? It's part of his ministry to do this on behalf of the church.
The sound was great, too. It really was.
And he worked hard. He was there on Friday before the event, then he was there all day Saturday, and then he came back on Monday, and we tore down the staging and everything. And such a heart of gold and a servant of the Lord, Jeff Joslin. You're going to want to get to know him. We'll have him in the studio in the coming days, but thank you, God, for him. And then finally, Marge Ketchum, who's married to Herb Ketchum, the radio servant, she created a little montage of photographs along with the Singing Men singing that's fabulous. It recounts photographs from people at the campfire to the staging to eating food to the speakers, and put it together all on her own and gave me a copy the other night. Actually gave me a copy at the Singing Men rehearsal and then updated it and did a different version, and I picked that up yesterday. But wow, is it great. I got to figure out either how to post it or make it available, but next Singing Men rehearsal, all the guys are going to see that. But thank you, Marge. And isn't it neat how people can use their talent or their time or their creative capacities to put something together that's not only God-honoring, but they take the initiative and do it and then hand it to you. And
yeah.
Like Harold Green was like that, where you were handing out all those CDs from the revival on Sunday.
Yeah, and those CDs, actually, that was somebody donated their time and did all that in the church. All Harold did was send the tracks to us. And then somebody felt moved that wanted to be able to share 100 ways sharing Harold. Mm. And so they spent 3.5 hours copying those CDs one by one, putting labels on them and getting them ready. So, you know, look, at God's gifted us in so many different ways. We don't have to think about, look, when Jesus said, therefore, go, it's really ambiguous in there how we go. We're just supposed to go. We're supposed to get up out of our comfort zone and move. And so God has gifted us all in such unique ways, and God wants to use those gifts in unique ways. Maybe you paint. Maybe you do graphic design. Maybe you take photographs. Maybe you record music. Maybe you're just like, there was a guy on Sunday morning at our church who told me, he goes, you know what? I don't know what I have the gifts to do, but I know I have the gift to fold. And he goes, so I would love to fold bulletins for you. And I go, but isn't that great? I mean, God has gifted all of us to do something, but I think we have like this really narrow view of what the church needs and what Jesus needs from us. But we wouldn't have these gifts if Jesus didn't want to use them for something.
Yeah, yeah. And we're all uniquely gifted, but most all of us can do various things. And I'll give you an example, and I shared this on Monday, but I don't know if you noticed this. You know Mary Bowl.
Yeah.
Well, a classy woman. I mean, well-educated, sharp, very gifted, works or had worked at the University of Illinois. What did she do to choose? And I didn't even know this. I didn't initiate. She shows up early. She helped with parking. I mean, here's this classy woman helping people where to park, kind of coaching them, park back there, and did that for a couple hours or at least an hour or so. And I'm like, you know, so we can do things that maybe aren't what we're skilled to do just by saying, hey, how can I fill in? What can I do? And those of you that were tuned in Monday, I probably listed 30 or 40 different people just doing simple tasks. Somebody saying, hey, those garbage cans are overflowing. I think my husband and I can just do it. What do you want done? I said, hey, there's other bags underneath there. And so they just took the initiative. They saw the need, and they said, I can do that. I think as we're refined and modeling Christ to a hurting world, it should be a natural tendency that we just say, how can we help?
Yeah, well, you know what? I think, too, that I run into a lot of people who feel like, you know, oh, I feel empty. I don't really know. You know, I was thinking about this yesterday because I served the, you know, like I think I told somebody the other day, I said, I feel like this week I served the church faithfully and fruitfully. I mean, there was so much going on. There was Merge Gospels, the Sangamon River Festival, where we shared the gospel, the Israel thing. There was stuff going on Saturday morning. Then we had regular Sunday morning and the band, you know, Harold Green and Greenhouse Ministries coming. And then we had the revival. And I mean, for me, the week was just nuts on top of all the regular stuff. Marital counseling and counseling for kids, all kinds of stuff that you got to do.
Awana prep.
I mean, there was so, I mean, every bit of the day seemed to be, I didn't even get my Sunday nap. That's how you know what it was. Because a Sunday nap is usually kind of a non-negotiable thing. But yeah, it was negotiated way out of the equation. But I felt on Monday, I said, wow, I served the church faithfully and fruitfully this week. But then I was like, I need to serve my family. So yesterday I took the day and I spent the day just serving my family. And I had to run and do a quick errand, meet somebody, visit somebody in the hospital. I was in the car and I was just thinking about this. You know, when I go through the week and I check off all the boxes that I think I need to check off for my job requirement or my job or my requirements as a Christian, at the end of the week, I feel pretty accomplished. I mean, at the end of the week, I go, man, I did this, I did this, I did this, I did this. Great job, Jason. You accomplished what you were supposed to do. But you know what? After spending the day yesterday serving my family, it really hit me home that I could check all those boxes and feel really accomplished. But when I serve people, I feel fulfilled. Mm-hmm. And being fulfilled is way different than feeling accomplished. Accomplished feels like, well, I did it. Great. Good job. Fulfilled is where you sit back and you're like, man, I just ate the biggest meal and I didn't even put anything in my mouth. Like, I'm just full to overfilling, overjoyed. And that comes through serving. And so, you know, some people might go, well, I have this, or I do this, or I do this. Like Mary. I mean, Mary probably went away from the Israel gathering fulfilled in a way that some other people may not have been. And that came from simply because she stepped across that line and she said, I'm going to serve my brothers and sisters. You know, we read the passage where Jesus washed the feet. And most of God's people go, ew, you know, like his feet are such a crazy thing. You don't want to touch. I've seen some pretty bad feet.
Well, and it's that intimate touch and you're kind of like feeling a little awkward. Actually, even the people that are getting their feet washed, sometimes it's easier to wash someone's feet than they have to be served.
Well, I'm just being like 100% real. Every time I've done the foot washing thing, there's in the middle of it, I'm kind of regretting it. I'm like, oh, wow. Like, I really thought you would wash your feet before you got here. And then this would be symbolic, not the actual foot washing that you needed to do all week. But when Jesus does that foot washing, I think that that's what happens in that moment. I think that's what happens when we serve. When we serve, I think it washes the dust off of us in some way. It fills us up and overflows through us. And then it splashes out onto other people. I think serving is really, it's a kind of washing that almost happens with you because it washes the junk out of your heart when you sacrificially and lovingly and faithfully serve those people around you with no agenda at all, nothing you're going to get from it. You know, there's no expectation. It was really funny yesterday. I had a real moment because I just had a great week and it was so fruitful in the church. But as I said, I needed to serve my family. And she left and she was going to go float around in a friend's pool. And so I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get the kitchen cleaned up for her. And that just turned over. And guys, don't hate me, because I got all these guys sending me text messages now like, you ruined it.
You're raising the bar too high.
I know, you raised the bar too
high. John Jennings has done that for me.
But I cleaned the kitchen, and then I said, you know, what if I cleaned up the living room too? And I'm like, what if I cleaned up the bedroom? And what if I cleaned the bathroom? And then I didn't know I went over the tipping point when I cleaned the toilet, because, like, I'm not supposed to do that, I guess, because that's like, she was looking, she's like, did you do something really wrong? But seriously, in all seriousness, I did it with no, there was truly no,
strings attached?
Yeah, there was no way where I thought I was going to get something. There was no way where I thought, like, this gets me anything. There's no currency in this. I just did it. And when my wife came home, she had tears in her eyes, and she told me, she said, I've been praying that you would serve me better. She goes, not because I don't think you're serving me. She goes, but because I'm in a season where I need it. Not because I need you to do more, because I don't think you're doing enough. She says, but I just need you right now in a different way. She's very pregnant too, as most of you at the Israel gathering saw. But she said that. It was so funny because I didn't expect that. I mean, because there was no thing I was looking for. And so I would say that yesterday, it was one of those great connection points between me and her. And so I guess all that to say is that if you step out and you sacrificially and you faithfully, with no strings attached, serve your church, your small group, your neighbors, people around you, that's going to feel fulfilling in a way that checking off boxes and accomplishing things just doesn't seem to.
Yeah, and it's a real witness, because I'm thinking of some people that came to mind, and I've just been thinking through some of these people that really model serving to me that I just admire, and that they probably don't even know this, but it's like they hold up for me a banner.
Well, how about this? We have one in common. Skip. The bear chair Skip Dole, he arrives before something happens, stays until it's the last thing done. In fact, he'll ask you 10 times if it's okay if he leaves.
Yeah.
But that guy just serves sacrificially and lovingly, and no matter how sideways something's going, I've been with him at a few things where it's going sideways, and I'm like, Skip, what are we going to do? And he's just like, God's going to take care of it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the guys like Skip, there's a ton of Skips out there. And this isn't to make anybody feel guilty, but this is a challenge, because this is how our brothers and sisters in Christ help to grab us and raise us up and pull us up.
Yeah. Oh, and it's modeling Christ, one of those fruits of the Spirit, just to serve, to give of yourself. And I know when I have the time, I always leave like, thank you, God, for the simple things, whether it's just folding chairs or putting stuff away or cleaning up. It's so rewarding, and at times it's sacrificial, but isn't that what we're called to do?
Yeah, but I don't think it's what we do often. I think that's stuff for us to do.
Hey, you were talking about being filled up, and even your Monday after pouring out, because I know you poured out on Thursday and on Friday and then Saturday at the event and then on Sunday twice. But on Monday, you were energized and you could still pour out more. Tell me a little about a recap of that revival service. Now, I was there and I know it was great, but I know you felt really blessed for a variety of reasons.
Oh, man, Greenhouse Ministries, first of all, they just brought what I thought was just God-honoring, powerful worship. I mean, Harold Green and his band were just, they're so excited about Jesus and the Holy Spirit, God, and they just exude that. And they, so they came up there just energized. I mean, people had their hands in the air, and they were just like in the moment. And it was really funny, because we opened up with one of my favorite, that Dr. Lockridge did that, That's My King.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of montage from his sermon, and I think it was in the 80s or the 70s even.
He is Lord.
Oh, man. Yeah, he's the highest authority of... Yeah, and so, like, I mean, we just launched into that, and that was something like late in the afternoon, right, almost right before I said, Harold, what do you think if we did this? And Harold, you know, if he caught it on the air when he was here, Harold goes, yeah, man. And so I threw that
hair
in there.
In the flesh.
Yeah, I threw that in there, and I mean, right afterwards, people were, like, cheering,
yeah.
And then the band launched into it, and it was just amazing. And there was something that happened. I don't know. I can't qualify it. I can't quantify it. It's the Holy Spirit at work. But, I mean, I got up there, and you all sitting down would have to tell me a better picture, because everything's skewed from the pulpit in some way, shape, or form. But I felt different. It felt different delivering the message that I delivered. And it had pieces in it that I don't normally, it's not normally how I deliver a message. But it was something that God was just doing in my heart. And earlier in the day, I had prayed, God, if there's anybody who needs the cobwebs dusted off of their heart, do that today. Little did I know, my prayer for others was the prayer for me that God was going to answer. And so we just had a great time of revival, and the message being about how to press in and press on when the world's pressing in. And really, let's think about that in Philippians when Paul says, but I press on taking hold of that which took hold of me in Christ Jesus. There are those of us right now who watch TV, watch the news, or watch all that stuff, and we go like, oh, the world's pressing in, the world's so tough. Look, it's no different today than it was with the Apostle Paul. He wouldn't need to press on if something wasn't pressing in on him. So the Roman Empire, the Pax Romana, was pressing in on Paul. The Judaizers were pressing in on Paul, the same as we feel like everything else is pressing in on us today. And Paul gives us that answer. What does he say? But the one thing I do. What's the one thing he does? Jesus. And I'm just going to close this, and you can just say whatever you want to say, Mark. But it's something that the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and I added these words to the end of the message, the revival message. I added them in the 11th hour. I mean, it was like 6:35, and I was, before I plugged my laptop in to put it on the stage so we could have the PowerPoint stuff set up to go, there was the last thing the Holy Spirit said to me. You know, he said, we would not need to press on if it was not pressing in. And then just keep faithful, keep following, keep pressing, keep confessing. Don't give up, because Jesus says to you, he says to you, radio listening friend, I won't let go of you. No one can condemn you. You don't think that God doesn't see who you are. God knew that this was going to be messy. God knew that this world was going to be a mess. And God knew that you were going to be messed up. That is what the cross is all about. It's about washing the mess off of you. And only Jesus can do that. Mm. And I just want to say, and I said this on Sunday night, the revival, it wasn't about my church. And it wasn't about me, certainly. You know what it's about? It's about inciting revival that would spread from church to church. So if you're listening to this and you're like, man, you know what? We need to press on. Then go to somebody in your church and say, can we hold a little revival? You know what? If you don't have somebody to speak, I'll come speak there. You just tell me when. Mm. But let's incite revival, not just in my church, but in all the churches. Let's see the church turn back towards God and return to the place that it's supposed to be. Let's get above the mess so we see the cross, and let's do something about it.
And all of God's people said, amen, brothers and sisters. In fact, after the revival message, you know, I'm always having my thinking cap on. I thought the Israel celebration went so well. I want to have another event here, you know, scaled down, not the big tent and all the other fixins, and have, if you will, a testimony night with some worship time with three or four people sharing their testimonies, and then maybe a time of prayer. It's such a beautiful setting and such, and I thought that could be a catalyst of a revival right here. And then I think we're going to do a, like another meet and greet at the Olive Garden restaurant, just to gather people together again, people from different churches, walks of life, sharing life together, sharing conversation over a meal, and just rubbing against each other and seeing what God's doing in each of our lives and just various ways. Hey, invite a neighbor over. Start the revival in your home. Start the revival this morning by reading God's Word and just getting in touch with God. He'll bless you. He loves you. And as the scriptures say, draw near to God and He'll draw near to you. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffo with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.